You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Schools are letting out, summer's almost here, and COVID has canceled many people's vacation plans. So more Bay Areans might be turning to camping. But can we go? Is it safe? KALW's Marissa Ortega-Welch really wanted to find out.
There basically isn't anything I want to do more than go camping in the summertime. But since shelter-in-place started, I've been wondering if I'm going to be able to do that. Even if it's allowed, is it safe? And even if it's safe, is it the responsible thing to do? Responsible or not, people are going camping. I called Tom Purcell, general manager of Sports Basement in Berkeley. He says the camping store's sales are down overall because the store was closed for a couple months, but it's recently reopened and...
camping's really starting to take off.
And he expects that to continue as shelter-in-place restrictions are lifted. Bicycle sales, by the way, are way up.
Bikes, as they say, are the new toilet paper.
He sees camping as a pretty good activity to do in the time of social distancing.
When people are in their own little unit and they're cooking for themselves and with their family and friends in a campsite, they probably feel pretty safe.
They might feel safe, but are they? I call professor of epidemiology at UC San Francisco, Dr. George Rutherford, to ask. He agrees, full stop.
Yes, there's no reason not to go camping. You know, let's say that you know it's a family of four, okay? And instead of being in the house or being in the car, they're in a tent. Big deal. What's the difference? It's fine. And now if you start bringing, you know, 45 unrelated people together and mix them together, that's another issue.
Rutherford says camp with your household. And if you camp with people outside your household, say it with me now, stay 6 feet apart, wear a mask, and don't go if you're sick.
Basically the same rules, the same kinds of advice that we give for everything else.
Oh, and also...
don't go to choir camp.
That is a real thing. I'm sure there is.
Of course it's a real thing. My kids went to choir camp. You know, singing's a risk factor.
Group singing aside, your family in your own little tent out in nature is safe. But what about when nature calls? It seems like bathrooms would be one of the most dangerous transmission points.
You know, the problem's not with the bathrooms. The problem is with having lots of people in the bathroom at the same time.
Coronavirus is mostly transmitted through breathing, sneezing, or coughing. So he says, yes, there's a possibility that someone directly sneezes on a surface that you then touch. Bring some wipes to clean off those surfaces first. Rutherford says getting out in nature is good for us, physically and mentally.
And to deny that for a whole summer based on theoretical concerns about transmission, you know, I just don't see it.
Are you going camping this summer?
Hell no.
He never goes camping.
My kids went camping 2 weeks ago.
Did you kind of weigh in with them and make sure they were going to do the right thing?
I said, call me when you get there. And, you know, wear a mask if you're around other people. You know, I don't want you to bring it back here and give it to me.
Okay, so it's relatively safe to go camping, but where can we go? A lot of campgrounds in state and national parks and forests have been closed for months.
Well, the great news is, yes, you can go camping in the national forests this summer.
This is Nancy Pierichini, Deputy Director for Public Services for the National Forests of California. She says campgrounds are starting to reopen on a case-by-case basis. It's best to check online if you're wondering about a particular place. And if you're planning on camping outside of a campground,
please be prepared to pack out your trash, and this might mean human waste if appropriate.
The other thing Pierichini says is trail etiquette. It's one thing to camp on your own, but if you want to hike, you may end up on a narrow trail where it will be harder to social distance. Hikers will have to take care to navigate safely around each other.
If there's a big patch of poison oak next to you and you think, I don't want to have to step off the trail into that, then, you know, maybe find another location or backtrack, communicate it, but it just maybe requires a little bit more patience.
Currently, the message from the California Department of Public Health is to recreate close to home.
Nevertheless, you know, when people show up to camp, we're not in a position to ask where they came from.
I wondered if Pierichini was concerned that COVID would send more people camping this summer, resulting in more trash or forest fires. But she says she welcomes experienced and new campers.
So I wouldn't say we're worried about it. We're just trying to let people know we're excited for people to come visit, but we're also happy and interested in helping them learn how to do it safely. in a COVID-19 environment or not.
I'm still left with the question of, is traveling to camp this summer the responsible thing to do? Me with my city germs driving across the state, not to mention stopping to buy an ice cream sandwich along the way. Chris Lietze, the owner of the Mono Market in Lee Vining, California, took a break from work to talk to me. His grocery store is right at the eastern entrance to Yosemite and gets visitors from the Bay Area, Reno, and LA. Visitors who could spread COVID to this town of about 200 people.
In a small town like this, the concern is having our medical facilities be overwhelmed.
Lietze says he's been getting visitors from places that have different health rules than Mono County, which requires you to wear a mask inside.
I have many signs out front. I have free masks out front, and people walk right by everything into my store as if it was situation normal. I have to play the mask police, which I have no desire to do.
Lietze got a small business loan, which has helped him make payroll. His biggest concern is his staff getting sick.
The store would have to shut down for 2 weeks to clean it out. That's what I would do, to quarantine all my employees and sanitize the place. So then the community would be without its community market for 2 weeks. And that's really my biggest fear.
Lietze says if you have a mask, he'll be happy to welcome you into his store, even if you traveled there all the way from the Bay Area.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really nice. It's nice to get out, and I get out almost every day and do something. So as long as you respect the rules of the county and the needs of my employees, then I encourage coming up to recreate.
Even if you're not normally a camper, the summer of COVID might be your time. Just please stay 6 feet away from me. In Oakland, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch for Cross Currents.
Marissa is KALW's science reporter. You could email her at science@kalw.org.
Thank you.